On the farm, where do you grow the vegetables?
We have irrigated land, special pastures.
But you call that a pasture still?
No, they're called fields.
You know, you told me that people who used to have a lot of children in the family, did they ever refer to a lot of children as something else? Could you ever say that you had a...
A herd of children? No, a big family.
Have you ever heard of a passel of children? Have you ever heard of passel?
No. I don't. Mexicans respect big families. That's the issue now. And you'd always refer to big families with respect. You just say, she's lucky she has a big family. She's rich in sons and daughters.
So you wouldn't have a word?
No, except to say that they were wealthy in sons and daughters.
What about if there were several people, 100 people out there, you know, and they were throwing rocks at somebody's house or something, and you called the police, you know, or the sheriff or somebody, and you thought they'd arrest a few of them, and they came and took them all away, you'd say, well, they didn't arrest just a few, they arrested the whole...
Troop? Tribe? Group?
This would all mean... Have you ever heard anything else there? Besides this?
They all belong to one family?
No, just a bunch of people.
Herd?
No, not a family, you know, just a bunch of...
Yes. Gang?
What about on the corn plant? You said that you had corn growing, sweet corn and yellow corn. What is that thing at the top called?
The what? La espiga. The one that gives you the... Yes, I know.
At the top of the plant, you know.
In Spanish, we call it la espiga.
Is that like the tap?
The tassel? Mm-hmm. Yes.
And do you use anything in cooking that grows in sort of damp, dark places in some areas? I don't think it grows here. It's something that's shaped like this.
A gourd?
Nah.
It wouldn't be a mushroom, would it? Yes, we're careful with mushrooms. In fact, we had a teacher who was very cynical, and we had a girl who never stopped talking. And he told her once, that's how come I won't ever forget. Why don't you have mushrooms for supper? She said, I don't like mushrooms. Well, stand in the busy intersection. That was just a danger because eating mushrooms. We get mushrooms all the time. We never eat them. We couldn't tell the difference.
Do they grow here?
Yes.
Do you buy them in the store and eat them? Do you eat any mushrooms?
We eat mushrooms.
Where do you get them?
At the grocery store.
But you don't grow them?
No. And they grow here, but as I tell you, we wouldn't know the difference, and we know they're very dangerous.
Well, do you call the ones that are poisonous or those big, you know, sometimes...
The blackish, whitish?
Oh, and some of those big white ones just pop up when it rains a lot. What do you call those? Just...
Mushrooms.
Well, have you ever heard of a toadstool?
Toadstool.
Is that the same thing?
Yes.
Well, so like, if you go to the grocery store, could you buy...
No, a toadstool, no. We'd buy mushrooms.
But so, you wouldn't say, I want a can of toadstool. What do people smoke here?
Cigarettes?
And
dope? Weed?
No.
Cigars?
Do many people smoke cigars?
Yes.
Is there a lot of dope smoking here?
Yes.
I guess with the border.
I guess it's everywhere. It's just that we are a more moral town, so we notice those things. Other people just look at us every day.
What about if somebody, you know, if somebody gets sick and then he does...
Throws up?
No. Well, if he throws...
He kills over?
Well, if he throws up. Is there any other way of saying that besides...
Vomited?
Which would you prefer to hear?
Throws over. Throws out.
That sounds...
I don't know, both.
That sounds better to you? Is there any cruder way to say it? What about if somebody, you know, throws up and he's sick where?
In his stomach.
And he may be that way for a long time, and then suddenly he does what?
Faints.
Well, you say, well, he was sick for a long time, and he finally...
Died. Oh, what a sad ending.
Is there any other way of saying that besides he died?
In Spanish, yes, we would say he passed away.